Good morning. We're continuing with Hayodom, the Klal Samach Zayin, and we're learning Siman Yud. So here the Hayodom deals with the issue of the parent doing something incorrect, whether it's an action which he's doing incorrectly, or it's a statement that he's saying which is incorrect, and the child realizes that. And the child needs to correct the parent. So in keeping with the concept of Kavod and Mura, even though the child in this situation has to take on the role of the teacher, almost as it were, because the child is correcting the parent, it's inappropriate that the child should see himself being in a status above the parent and, as it were, talking down towards the parent and telling the parent what to do. So how do we say that? What should we say? Rola obi v'shover al dibrei Torah. So we're talking about a parent which, in general, keeps Torah mitzvahs, but he's doing something wrong. So a correction would be relevant for such a person. Obviously, if a parent is not sure with Torah mitzvahs and the child is about tshuva, the child has been closed to be tshuva, and the parents are not sure with Torah mitzvahs, so the child can't expect to direct the parent what to do and correct them about what they're doing. The child could hope just maybe to influence the parents over a period of time. We're talking about over here a case of a situation where the person in general keeps Torah mitzvahs and he did something wrong. So lo yomer lo abba avarta al divrei Torah. The child should not say to the father, "Father, you have done something wrong. You have transgressed. You went against the words of the Torah." That would indicate that the child is, as it were, standing in judgment of the father and directing and teaching the father, telling the father what to do. And he shouldn't do that. Al yomer lo abba kach v'kach kosev b'Torah. Kilu shel mimenu v'lokim asiroi. Doesn't it say such and such in the Torah? Is such and such written in the Torah? So something of that sort, where the child is asking, so the child, even in this situation, is presenting himself not as the teacher, but as the student. He's asking the father, doesn't it say this and this in the Torah? And who yavim me'atzmoi b'lo yisbayish, the father will realize himself, oh, you're right, it does say that, I just didn't do like that. So he will realize himself and be corrected, and he won't be embarrassed in front of the child. So the Chai Adam is adding that if a person says it in the way where the child is correcting the father, there's an element of busha for the parent, father and mother, that their child is the one who has to tell them what to do. So that would be an element of busha for the parent. Obviously, it's inappropriate for the child to cause the parent to be embarrassed. Yimamar Shmua Shabbatos. If the parent is saying over some statement incorrectly, again, lo yomer lo tu'isa, you don't say you made a mistake. Mafil b'dvar halacha, and that could be referred to even mili d'alma. He's saying over, he heard this piece of information about how a car works, and he said it wrong. He's explaining something going on in the news, and he said it incorrectly. So the child should not correct the parent directly by saying, you said that wrong. That's not how a car works. That's not what they said in the news. I feel with Dvar Halacha, lo yomer lo tisti hachi. The father is quoting a halacha. He's saying over, I heard the Rav say this and this. I learned the Mishnah Berurah that and that. So the child realizes that the parent misunderstood it. He's misquoting it. He didn't hear all the protim of the mitzvah, etc. Whatever the situation might be. So the child needs the statement of the father should not stand as is because it needs to be corrected. But he shouldn't say a language up to Isa that you've done something wrong or don't say that that's incorrect. He could say, is it possible that maybe this should be the halacha, and the father will realize on his own, or the mother will realize on her own, that they had misquoted. So anytime that the child can say something in a way where even while he's in the position of being the one who's correcting, teaching, giving hadracha, it's done in such a way where he seems to be the one who's deferring to the authority of the parent, even under those circumstances, that is the appropriate thing to do. Have a good day.